So, Craig, let's start off with you, as we always do on our media roundtable. We start off on a positive note and highlight really good journalism this week. So what stood out for you this week?
Well, you know, I think a blog that very few people read that I found consistently good on the Middle East is by Jim Loeb, L-O-B-E, and he has a blog called Loeb Blog, and it's on foreign policy, largely on the Middle East. And he's just someone I trust a lot. He's recently had interviews with the former ambassador to Saudi Arabia, Charles Freeman, who was ambassador under George H.W. Bush and is actually one of the more candid people who gives a real sense of history about what's going on in the Middle East.
And what do you think, what stands out on this site from Jim Loeb compared to, say, the New York Times or the Washington Post?
Well, it's very different. And for one is he's been a consistent critic of neoconservatives. And, you know, as you mentioned, I wrote the book House of Bush, House of Saud, and subsequent books. And what I found again and again was how neocons have influenced American policy, how they drove us into war with Iraq, how they falsified intelligence. And this site has always kept, monitored that narrative very closely. What you see in it, if you read it regularly, is there are warring narratives, and the neocons have always tried to exaggerate the threat of first Saddam Hussein, now and then Iran for many, many years, and have been responsible for a lot of the conflict in the Middle East.
And so this is Loeblog, L-O-B-E-log.com. Just to give you some ideas of what they write about, there's stories, Hillary the Hawk, Inside the Devastation of America's Drone Wars, Saudi Arabia and Obama, Time to Reset Relations.